maritime insecurity has become a major concern for the ECOWAS region. For this reason, the ECOWAS authority has decided in last February 2012 to request the ECOWAS Commission, together with the Chief of Defense Staff of ECOWAS member states, to convene a meeting to consider this situation. So following this meeting, it was agreed in this inconformity of Resolution 2039 of the UN Security Council, appealing to the Western and Central African region to meet and consider a common strategy to combat maritime insecurity. Then the two organizations met in Libreville with the assistance of the United Nations, and we agreed that the summit should be convened, gathering head of state of Central and Western Africa to devise a common strategy to combat this phenomenon. So a ministerial meeting was held in Cotonou in March to prepare the summit, and now Cameroon has accepted to host the summit 24 and 25th of this month. So ECOWAS will be very happy to participate and co-organize this summit, whose objective is to agree on a common strategy to combat this maritime insecurity. And I believe that this is a very important event for the two organizations, together with the Commission of Gulf of Guinea, because these are the three organizations co-organizing this summit. And I believe that this will enable us to coordinate our action in order to be more efficient in combating this maritime piracy.
Mr. President, a lot of people are concerned about this increasing trend of piracy in the region. How soon will this be implemented to resolve this issue?
So you are totally right, because since the beginning of this year, we have registered more than 30 attacks in the western part of the Gulf of Guinea. So this is becoming a major threat to peace and security in our region. And I believe that as soon as the summit concludes, I am sure that the political declaration and also the cooperation agreement that will be signed between these three organizations will immediately enter into force, and then we will start consulting among ourselves to combat this phenomenon. So I can assure you that we are ready to implement the decisions that will come out of the Yaoundé summit. So this will be based on the political declaration of head of state. There will be a code of conduct for all countries involved in this summit. And also, as I said, there will be a cooperation agreement between ECOWAS, ECAS, and the Commission of Gulf of Guinea for us to coordinate our action. So immediately, we will start implementing those decisions.
Critics have often said that when declarations are made and recommendations are made, implementation has not been thoroughly effective. What is going to be different this time in the implementation of recommendations or agreement of strategies that heads of state in the Central and West African region will come up with after the Yaoundé summit is concluded?
So I believe that this time things are different, because most of the countries are already implementing action plans to combat the phenomenon. So the idea will be to coordinate these various activities in order to allow them to be more efficient. So many countries are now, right now, implementing strategies. So it is for us just to coordinate. So I believe that this summit will allow us to enhance the national and regional strategies already existing in order to give them more impetus. So I believe that this time around, implementation will follow immediately.
What assurances will you give international businesses as well as residents in both Central and West African regions about combating the increasing rate of piracy along the Gulf in both the Central and West African regions?
I think we can assure them that this battle is not only for ECOWAS and OCOWAS. All our partners are involved in this commitment. We are going to act jointly with all our partners, be it the European countries, the European community, our strategic partners like US, UK, France, and other Western countries will be mobilized. So I believe that if all the international community join hands, we will be more efficient. And I would like to remind that this summit is convened on the recommendation of the UN Security Council. Therefore, I believe that the international community will mobilize to support the regional organizations and their member states to succeed in this battle against insecurity.